And in other news here this morning, officials say three men prosecuted for deer poaching in Iowa last year were trying to kill a big buck on film. The State Department of Natural Resources said in a news release Tuesday that the home of 33-year-old Stephen Cole of Hamburg was searched in November. Cole later admitted to illegally killing an Iowa buck. He pled guilty to several charges and was fined more than $10,000. Jesse Bolin, a 31-year-old police officer from Tarkio, Missouri, also pled guilty to several charges and was fined more than $1,200. His brother, 28-year-old Paul Bolin, pled guilty to no valid archery deer license and was fined more than $600. Officials say the men were part of a film crew trying to kill a big buck on camera. Additional information was not provided. A 28-year-old Des Moines man has been arrested and is accused of shaking his three-month-old son. Police say Robert Taylor was taken into custody on Monday. He remained in Polk County Jail on Wednesday pending $10,000 bail. He is charged with felony child endangerment. Online court records don't list the name of his attorney. The Des Moines Register reports that the baby was struggling to breathe when he was taken to a hospital on September the 11th. Taylor later told police the child was born prematurely and had been hospitalized several times for breathing problems. The boy soon developed complications and was flown to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics in Iowa City. Police say doctors there determined that he had head trauma consistent with shaken baby syndrome. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a meeting here this morning at 9 o'clock at the boardroom at Cass County Courthouse. On the agenda are reports from the Cass County Attorney with any new news and also from the Cass County Engineer with a secondary roads update. Other items may also be addressed if new information on projects is available. A military veteran awaiting sentencing on child pornography charges has been ordered to turn himself into federal custody. U.S. Senior Judge Donald O'Brien ordered Scott Krantz to surrender Wednesday morning in Sioux City. Krantz had pled guilty in July to transporting and possessing child pornography. O'Brien ruled that Krantz could be free on bond pending sentencing, which is set for October 8th. He said Krantz deserved consideration given that he had served three tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan and was working as a nurse. But prosecutors appealed the release order, and the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed Monday that he should be detained. The court says Krantz's service was laudable, but it does not constitute an exceptional reason why he shouldn't be in custody now. The union that represents correctional officers at Iowa prisons is planning an informational picket to raise awareness about what it calls dangerously low staffing levels. AFSCME Iowa Council 61 says the picket will be held Friday morning outside the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. Union leaders are expected to argue that the prison and others across Iowa need more employees to improve the safety of the staff, the public, and the inmates. Governor Terry Branstad's administration has repeatedly pushed back against claims of a staffing shortage, arguing that dropping prison populations means less staff is necessary. A progress report issued as part of the federal No Child Left Behind law shows that more than half of Iowa's schools did not meet educational targets during the latest school year. But State Education Department Director Brad Buck says Tuesday the results show the federal program is a poor fit for states and needs to be revised. Buck says the current system is a one-size-fits-all effort that doesn't acknowledge different needs in different schools. He also says that schools making progress with disadvantaged students are not rewarded. During the 2012-2013 school year, 64% of the state's 1,361 public schools did not meet the standards for test participation and proficiency in reading and mathematics. The federal law requires annual testing to show proficiency in those two subjects. And Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller is part of an effort urging the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to regulate electronic cigarettes in the same way it regulates tobacco products. Miller is one of 40 attorney generals who signed a letter Tuesday to the FDA. It says e-cigarettes are being marketed to children through cartoon-like advertising characters and by offering fruit and candy flavors. At the same time, they are becoming more affordable and available. The letter says e-cigarettes are also being advertised during primetime television hours and are portrayed as safe alternatives to traditional cigarettes, but it says they are addictive and capable of delivering high doses of nicotine. KJAN News Time is 7:13. And one other news note for you this morning, the Adair County Auditor's Office will be closed here today for continuing education on elections. In your funeral announcements here today, Kenneth E. Schuler, age 91, of Lyman, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Kenneth Schuler will be held here today at 10 a.m. at the Noble Center Church south of Lyman. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Juanita Jean Fries, age 68, of Harlan, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Juanita Jean Fries will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Barbara Jean Newman, age 75, of Lyman, died Monday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Barbara Newman will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Chapel in Atlantic. Paul Francis McGovern, age 72, of Las Vegas, Nevada, formerly of Atlantic, died on September 6th in Park City, Utah. Memorial services for Paul McGovern will be held Saturday, 10 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Marjorie M. Miller, age 87, of Overland Park, Kansas, and formerly of Audubon, died August 2nd in Overland Park. Celebration of Life graveside memorial services for Marjorie M. Miller will be held Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Christopher Wayne Alsup, age 10, of Earlham, died Saturday at the University of Iowa Medical Center in Iowa City. Funeral services for Christopher Alsup will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Earlham School Auditorium. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.